current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. News Right Now, awaiting support. Reports emerging from Tel Aviv speak of officials and segments of society celebrating a proposed expansion of the death penalty against Palestinian detainees, presenting it as a measure of, quote, security. Such developments are not viewed in isolation, but as part of a broader injustice inflicted upon a people who remain under occupation. For the Muslims in Gaza and the West Bank, the lived reality has long been one of bloodshed and devastation, alongside displacement and loss. Reports from human rights organizations, including Physicians for Human Rights, quote, Israel, and statements by figures such as Francesca Albanese, describe patterns of abuse, detention without trial, and systemic inequalities. But in the Islamic lens, even beyond these reports, the essence of this issue is that this is an illegal entity enacting illegitimate laws. A legal cloak means absolutely nothing. There's a contradiction in an occupying authority claiming the right to impose the severest punishments upon those who resist its control over their land and sanctities. In Islam, defending one's land and honor is not merely a political act, but a right. This resistance is from the most righteous of acts, ensuring the greatest of rewards. However, it is not their job alone to resist, and nor are they capable of liberation. Islam places a clear emphasis on supporting the oppressed. Thus, the duty is twofold: to aid those who are wronged and to stand against injustice itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرِ. But if they seek your help against persecution in faith, it is your obligation to help them. In light of this, the situation raises a weighty question for the wider ummah. How long can the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Palestine continue without decisive action? The Muslim armies have a responsibility to rush to their rescue, break their shackles, and punish their captors. After all, this ummah is like one body, and when one part is in pain, the whole responds. As the hardship intensifies, the question persists: when will the armed forces of the Muslim world respond in defense of the oppressed? And how will they answer to Allah for their delay?